Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Let's bring in the Minister of State for Disability and Fine Gael TD for Dublin Midwest, Eimear Higgins, who is on the line. Good evening, Minister.
Good evening, Jonathan. Thanks so much for having me on.
You have been talking about this new system for assessment of needs, which has been blindingly frustrating for any parent who has been caught up in it. There are massive waiting lists. What are you changing and how will it improve things?
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, that is the case currently, and we're working to reform that. So at the heart of this is children. It's children with disabilities who need access to therapies. And right now, as you said, children across Ireland are waiting months and, in fact, in many cases, years for assessments of needs. And that's absolutely wrong and it needs to change. I'm in my role as Minister of State with responsibility for disability for 3 weeks. And in those 3 weeks, I've already met so many parents whose children are in this situation, and it's so tough on them. And there's 18,000 children currently on our assessment of need waiting list, and that needs to change, and we're starting that change today. So today
okay,
we've
so what do, you, what do you do? Are you bringing in extra resources, or are you just shuffling things around a bit?
We're bringing in extra resources, but we're going further than that too. So today, Cabinet approved the heads of a new bill, which will deliver more appropriate assessments in a quicker time frame to children who need them. We're going to back that up with statutory guidelines. That's going to streamline and standardise the assessment of need process to make sure that every child, no matter where they are in the country, are getting that same service. Decisions that are already made are going to be communicated much quicker to parents. We're going to have additional options for children with autism. We're hiring more people to deliver therapies, and we're supplementing our workforce by outsourcing some assessments of needs. So in the last 18 months, for example, we've had over 6,000 assessments delivered privately. In the next year, we're going to have another 6,000. But really what it's about is giving therapy access to children and children who need it. So at the moment,
okay, well,
45...
Can I just make a point on this? This is welcome. If the assessment of needs is speeded up, therefore you will have the potential to access service faster and you are focused on the individual child. All of this is good. But where are you going to get the resources within existing frameworks to provide for this? Because if you speak to the operators of services for people with additional needs, they're flat to the mat already without any more people coming through the door. So are you just fixing one problem to create another problem on the far side? Yet we know what the issue is, but we don't have the resource to help you.
No, we're doing quite a number of concrete things. So firstly, we're outsourcing, as I said, some of those assessments of needs. That's to help us get through that backlog quicker to give more children their assessment of needs. Our statutory guidelines and increased efficiencies will speed up the process. At the moment, sometimes therapists are spending 4 full days worth of working hours on each assessment. Not every child needs that. Every child is different. So it's about giving children exactly what they need and doing it in a more efficient way. We're also also hiring more people. In the past 5 years, we've grown our disability teams by over a fifth, and we've increased staffing in our children and disability networks by over a quarter.
Well, what about the service providers, Minister? I'm fast forwarding to the service providers that are out there right now that don't have enough money to provide the services that they're asked. They're already flat to the mat and pinned to their collar. Are you providing extra funding for them? I'm not taking away the good things that you're announcing today. I'm just wondering, on the far side, where is the HSE going to get more cash to give to the John of Gods and to give to all the other organisations around the country providing this service?
So we have successfully fought for an increase in our budget for next year of 20%. So now it's about making sure that that funding that we have secured translates into impact for children. And that's what today's about.
Okay. While you're doing this, Cara Darmody is starting a 50-hour camp out outside of Leinster House. Now, she is an autism campaigner who has been very, very vocal on this. Sinn Féin are bringing a motion into the Dáil this evening in relation to this. Have you met with Cara Darmody? I know you're in the role 3 weeks, but have you met with her?
Yes, I have indeed, And she's a really brave young teenager who's taking on a system that I agree isn't working, and that's why we're bringing in reforms. I met her on Friday, and it was lovely to read in her op-ed during the week that she found that meeting very constructive, as did I. And she asked me to ensure that we run a higher profile recruitment campaign for therapists. I think that's a really great idea. I was part of the Department of Education's recruitment campaign for new therapists that they're hiring last week, and Cara felt that campaign went really well and wanted us in our disability teams to learn from that. So I'm absolutely taking lessons on board from that. It's really important that we have these roles of therapists, but now we need to fill them. That's really important too, because obviously we want more therapists there to deliver more services to the children who need them. And part of that is doubling the number of college places as well for therapists. So
that gives me my point. If again, recruitment is the challenge here. You know, where resources have been made available, they just haven't been able to recruit people into this service. For whatever reason, why? Presumably because the service has gotten much bigger and we haven't put things in. Is there still going to be a time lag here between the funding being in place and the services being implemented, which may frustrate parents further? And I'm not saying that you've no magic wand, but can you do anything to address that?
Yeah, so we're currently hiring therapists, and we're going to be hiring more for next year. And just to say, we have had quite a significant increase in the number of people who have taken on roles within our children's disability network teams, about 27% increase in the last 18 months or so to April. So, you know, progress is happening, and it's a matter of doubling down now to make sure that we, as I was saying, that we have college places for good pipeline. We also have a new student sponsorship program, which is sort of a bursary that we support students who, when they graduate, then come and work in our teams. And we've also increased by 55% our training places in disability and healthcare. We're also hiring from abroad. That's part of the strategy too. And I suppose it's worth pointing out that over 6,000 work permits have been issued so far this year to people from outside of the European area who now work in our health and social care roles.
Okay.
So it's a combination of growing talent, retaining talent, and bringing people in as well.
I hate to put you on the spot, Minister, but there's 22,000 projected in a backlog of these assessment of needs by the end of this year. When will that be cleared?
That's a huge challenge. It really is. I mean, we're at just over 18,000 today, but you're right, we're expected to hit 22,000 by the end of the year. So it's premature for me to give you a commitment as to a time frame that will be wiped. But what I can say is it's our absolute priority to increase.
Will you be gone from the department by the time it's cleared? Because lots of ministers have gone in full of enthusiasm, such as yourself, only to leave the department, and the waiting list is as long.
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, we're putting in place today really concrete measures to get a handle on this. It's about not just increasing the number of assessments that are being done, but it's also crucially about increasing the number of therapy assessments. Because when I meet parents, it's not necessarily a certificate or a statement that they want. They want interventions for their children. So that's why we're making sure that we're investing in our therapies and our children and disability network teams and in all of the fantastic service providers that the HSE and our department work with around the country.
Eimear Higgins, Minister of State for Disability, thank you very much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder. If you're a parent waiting on one of those assessment of needs, if you've been through the system, if you're in the system right now, Do you have faith in what the minister has said today? She's there 3 weeks. It is ambitious, and at least there's a direction of travel. Is it the right direction, though?
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.